Our Creative Friends, Taylor's Testimony Song. I believe in God, the Eternal Father. He will teach me, He will guide me, I will follow. He will teach me the commandments. He saves us, He leads us, He guides us, He reminds us. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Eternal Savior. He knows the truth. He wants us to know the truth. He guides us when we don't know where to go. I will follow where He tells me to go. Taylor D., age 5, California.
My little friends and me, the tree. I am a tree in the fall, a variety of colors, orange, red, yellow, brown, tall compared to the small little bushes. I almost always whisper talking in this manner. I sometimes get loud when my little friends are being put under pressure by the wind, digging my roots into the ground, making a firm foundation. I dance with the wind. My little friends playing the peaceful music, whispering the move I should make, and I follow. I start to feel sad as I lose my little friends that stayed with me all year long until the fall came. I am also happy for a new chance to stand out and make new friends that will stay until next fall. Morgan H., age 11, Colorado.
My little friends and me, the tree. I am a tree in the fall, a variety of colors, orange, red, yellow, brown, tall compared to the small little bushes. I almost always whisper, talking in this manner. I sometimes get loud when my little friends are being put under pressure by the wind, digging my roots into the ground, making a firm foundation. I dance with the wind. My little friends playing the peaceful music, whispering the move I should make and I follow. I start to feel sad as I lose my little friends that stayed with me all year long until the fall came. I am also happy for a new chance to stand out and make new friends that will stay until next fall. Morgan H., age 11, Colorado. Tim's Choice. When Tim was walking home from school, way down upon the ground, he saw a most curious sight, a wallet, leather-bound. He picked it up and saw within a neatly printed name. Below it was the address. Tim thought, "I'll return it and won't be blamed." But as he journeyed to the house, he saw an ice cream stand. Tim was so sorely tempted that he bought a 5-scoop grand. However, in his mouth, the ice cream tasted bitter, for he knew if his mom could see him, she would do much more than titter. Tim stared down at the wallet of brown and knew what he must do. He rushed off to its owner's house, good lady, Mrs. Sue. He told her everything he'd done and promised to repay all of her money that he'd used on his ice cream that day. Adrian H., age 10, Germany. End of Our Creative Friends,